We all stand. Let's get our mind upon Jesus today. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands and our voice, Jesus. For I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, we glorify you. Lord, we come into this place to give you all honor, all glory, and all worship, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are all familiar with that passage of Scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know about you, but I've come into this place expecting something great from God. Hallelujah, expecting a miracle from Jesus. There is no greater place on this earth than to be in the presence of God. Let's lift up our voice and lift up our hands. Hallelujah.
There's a place where
comes like a flood.
I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. My hope is found here on holy ground. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you save my life. Here I bow down. Here I bow down.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Here, my hope is found. On holy ground, here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you save my life. Here I bow down.
Here my hope is found. Sing.
Here, my hope is found. Here, on holy ground. Open wide here, you save my life. Here I bow down, here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you.
Jesus,
I owe all. I owe all to you, Jesus.
How many's thankful for Calvary? How many's thankful for Calvary? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I owe everything to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing that verse again.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and he turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah.
us. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, and how he healed me to the uttermost.
When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and he turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I worship you,
Lord.
I'm so thankful.
All the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, come on. I want us to sing that again. I want you to put everything else out of your mind except for the goodness of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord, the power of Jesus. And I want us to magnify and praise him for all that he has done in our life. Come on, he's been good to me. Come on, he's been good to you. Let's sing that again.
Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory
I think of the goodness of the Lord, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I just can't keep it to myself. I've got to shout. I've got to praise him. I've got to give him worship. Our worship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. How many of you love the Lord today? You're thankful that he picked you up, that he turned you around, that he healed your body, that he filled you with his spirit. What a blessing today to know Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It's so good to see everybody in the house of the Lord today. We welcome you to Harvest. Amen. Good to see all of our guests today. Thank you for joining together with us in worship. Amen. If you are a guest today, immediately after service, we will have a special guest reception for you. And my wife and I and some of our leaders would love to get a chance to know you just a little bit better. Amen. We do have a gift for you. It'll be back to my left in our fellowship hall immediately after service today. So thank you for coming to Harvest. Amen. This is Spiritual Emphasis Month. Spiritual Emphasis Month. And we are doing some special things this month to make sure that we set the foundation right for the rest of the month. Amen. And so we will be doing some prayer and fasting. If you've not signed up for some of the times of prayer, we are trying to cover every hour of the day, 7 days a week, for the rest of the month, starting tomorrow. And so we do have people that have signed up. Several have picked the same hour all throughout the month, and I appreciate that. If you've not had a chance to sign up for some time to pray, you can see the welcome desk there in the foyer, and the sign-up sheet is there. I believe this is going to be a great blessing, great blessing. We'd love for you to come and pray here at the church if you're able. If you live a long ways from the church and or if it's not convenient, we understand that, but and you can pray at home, that's fine. You know how sometimes it keeps us accountable if we know we got to go to the church. So if you can come to the church, that's great. If not, that's fine. We will have a sign-in sheet, and if you do have to pray at home, that's fine. But next time you're at the church, if you could sign your name in the slot there to make sure that we know our times are getting covered, we'd appreciate that. Amen. We're also going to be fasting along with times of prayer. And some of you have already started, and some of you will be starting this first week. We're challenging everyone to do what you can physically as far as fasting goes. And we want you to be healthy and stay hydrated and all of that. So be wise about your fasting. But this time of prayer and fasting, I believe, is going to do a great work in setting the tone, setting the foundation for this year and everything that God is going to do. Praise the Lord. I do have one other announcement that I want to give to you here today. I do need to mention that the annual business meeting of the First United Pentecostal Church of Springfield Incorporated will be held Tuesday, January the 22nd, 2019 at 7 p.m. at Harvest Ministries here at 3114 East Sunset Street, Springfield, Missouri. And that will be Tuesday, January the 22nd. At 7 p.m. So all of you who are level 3 members, you want to make sure that you're there. If you're a level 2 member, we'd love to have you. But this is especially for our level 3 corporate members. Amen. And then also we are working to complete our 2018 contribution reports. And Sister Desiree Eddings will be getting those to you. And some of them are finished. Some of them are still working to get put in envelopes and all that kind of work that is to be done, but those will be coming shortly. If you would, if you see Sister Desiree, you can go ahead and ask her for hers. She may have yours ready. Amen. Everybody say mission in motion. This is Mission in Motion Sunday. Amen. And this means that every month, the first month of the first Sunday of the month, we give you a report on our capital stewardship campaign. And many of you do like to give towards your commitments on the first Sunday of the month. Others give at different times throughout the month, and that's understandable. But we're thankful for our Mission in Motion pledges received in the month of December, $3,996.88. Amen. Give yourself a hand. Our total Mission in Motion funds received is $215,925. Isn't that awesome? Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. As of this last week, our loan balance on this current facility is $244,000. That's down from over $420,000 when we started. So God is doing great things. We're so thankful for your faithfulness in giving. I want our ushers to come right now, and I wonder if we could stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask that God would bless our capital stewardship campaign, that he would bless our giving today. We're going to give you an opportunity to give your tithe and your offering to the Lord, and your building fund pledges if you want to do so at this time. But we want to pray a great blessing on our capital stewardship campaign as we're building for the future. We're preparing for everything that God has in store. Amen. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give today. I pray, Lord, that you would minister, that you would work. I pray that you will bless our capital stewardship campaign. I pray that you continue, Lord, to let there be great blessings as we invest in the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray that you bless our giving, bless the tithing and the offering today for the work of the kingdom, and we give with a joyful, cheerful heart in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you as you give today, and you may be seated. We've got some announcements from Brother Brill.
Amen. How many like what they feel here today? Amen. In our morning class, Bible class, what a powerful move of God that took place in our Bible class this morning. And you can just feel that God's about to do something great in Harvest. Amen. I believe that. How many believe that? Now, God's about to do something great here in Harvest. Amen. You can just feel it in the atmosphere. Amen. Just in the way of our announcements, you know, Pastor already mentioned that it's our spiritual emphasis month, and that we're signing up for prayer. We're going to take this month on in prayer, and we're going to lay the foundation, and we're going to see great things take place as the result of this prayer. Prayer changes everything. Amen. Prayer changes everything. So I want to encourage you again to sign up, take a slot, and let's cover this month in prayer. Let's just see what the things that God's going to do. Amen. Also, January 27th is going to be our small group fair. And we're encouraging everyone to take part of this, you know, whether lead a small group. But we want everybody to sign up for a small group, to be a part of a small group. This is vital to our church. I mean, this is vital to fellowship. I already had someone tell me before service that they said if it wasn't for small groups, they don't think they would be here today. The small groups is what helped them connect here in the church and made them feel part of Harvest. And so, you know what? This is what it's all about, connecting with one another, encouraging one another, discipleship making, just being with one another and being with the family. This is our family. Look around. This is your brother. This is your sister. This is who we're going to heaven with. Amen. So why not spend time here on earth with one another and just be with one another and be a part of one another's lives? So I want to encourage you to just be mindful of that. And if you're willing to help lead a small group, I want to ask that you would see me after service. And maybe you're wanting to lead a small group. Maybe you don't have an idea or just can't. Maybe you don't think your idea is what we're looking for. Come see me. Let's talk about it. I have some ideas that maybe that you would be willing to take on and lead a small group. Amen? Amen. So all those that are going to participate in our small group, say amen. Oh, come on, we can do better than that. Come on, we need 100% participation. How many is going to participate in our small groups? Amen, that's better. Amen, if we can stand at this time, we're going to take a few needs before the Lord here today. There's some are out sick. We have some names up on the board, up on the screens. And also, if you're here, I want to open it up that you can step out into the aisles and one of our ministers will come, lay hands on you and pray for you. You know, as they're singing the song, we're gonna just bind together. And there's already a good spirit of prayer that's here. And like I said, prayer changes everything. Maybe you need a healing in your body. Maybe you need strength. Maybe you're going through something at home. Maybe you just need a good touch, a renewing from the Lord. Amen. We all can use a renewing of the Lord. Amen. We all can use a touch from God. So let's bind together and let's pray for those that are here. Let's pray for the remainder of this service. Let's pray for harvest. Let's pray for a move of God today. Let's pray for somebody would be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's pray for miracles. Amen. And also, if you're here, step out into the aisle as we sing, and we'll come. We'll lay hands. We'll anoint you with oil. And it's biblical. That's what the Bible says. If there's any sick among you, let them go to the elders of the church and let them lay hands on them. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to lay hands on you. We'll anoint you with oil. And we believe, we're going to call on the name of Jesus, and we know God's a healer. We know God's a miracle worker. We know that God is able. How many believe there's nothing impossible for God? How many's been touched by God? How many's been healed here today? Amen. So let's bind together and let's pray. Let's take these needs before the Lord. Let's pray for our church. And if you see someone out in the aisle, just call their name out in prayer as we lay hands on them. Amen. Let's pray at this time. Amen. Lord, we bind together at this time, Lord, for the needs that are here. God, we're asking that you would touch those that are sick. Lord, we're praying that you would touch their bodies here today, Jesus. We pray for the remainder of this service, God, that you would continue to move here, that you would have liberty, God, that you would pour out your spirit in a mighty way here today, God. We're praying for miracles, Lord. We're praying for healings here today, Jesus. We're praying for deliverance in this service, God. We're praying that the Holy Ghost would be poured out in such a mighty way today, Jesus. God, we're claiming these things, God. We're believing you for these things, Lord. We thank you for it, Jesus. Come on, church, we ought to lift up our voices in prayer here today. Come on, we ought to claim some things in the Lord. We ought to claim some things in the name of Jesus. God, we're claiming victory here today, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, somebody praise him for it. Somebody thank him for it.
Fighting for us, God is on our side. He has overcome, yes, he has overcome. We will not be shaken, we will not be moved. Jesus, you are here, carrying our burdens, covering our shame. He has overcome, yes, he has overcome.
He has
overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here.
Oh, I will live. I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me. And I am free in Jesus' name. I will live, I will not die, I will be. declaring lift you high. Christ revealed, and I am healed in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Carrying our burdens, covering our shame. He has overcome, yes, he has overcome.
He has overcome. Claim it today. There's victory in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. Shout it out, shout it out. God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out, shout it out. God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out, shout it out. I will live, I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name. I will live, I will not die. I will declare and lift you high. Christ revealed, and I am healed in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody claim victory in the house today. Somebody claim it. God is on my side. Yes, he is. Oh, yes.
God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated.
And we will shout it out, shout it out. God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out,
oh, yes.
God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out,
yes.
God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out, I will live, I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our hearts, Lord. Have your way in our lives right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, I want to tell you, the most powerful force in the universe is here in this place right now. The most powerful force that there has ever been, the presence of God, the Spirit of God, His power is in this house today. We teach about miracles. We read about miracles. We hear about signs and wonders. I want to tell you, we read the accounts, we hear the accounts of in foreign lands of people having absolutely supernatural miracles happen and take place. I want to tell you, the power of God's not any different there than it is here. We just have to reach out and take hold of it by faith. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, that power of God is in this place today. You can feel His touch. You can feel His presence moving. Hallelujah. What is it that you need from God today? I want to tell you, it's available. It is available. If you need healing in your body right now, I believe that His presence can touch your body in an instant of time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. If you need healing today, I just want you to raise your hands to the Lord, and I want you to believe God for healing over diseases and sickness here right now. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. We stand upon your word. By your stripes we are healed. We stand upon that promise. Right now I rebuke every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it, Lord, and I pray that you let there be healing. I pray, God, that you would begin to work from the inside out. I pray, Lord, that your virtue would begin to flow in every life and every body. Here today we rebuke diabetes in the name of Jesus. I rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you place a hedge of protection around us, that you would keep us safe from all danger, from all harm. I pray that you'd keep us safe from all sickness and all disease, Lord. Keep us safe from every attack of the enemy, God. Let your angels encamp round about us, Lord. I pray that you would let your blood cover us. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you're here today and you need a miracle in your finances, I want to pray for a miracle today. Come on, you've been faithful to God. You've been faithful in stewardship. You've been faithful in holiness. I want to tell you, you can stand on the promises of the Word of God today. Amen. God knows your need. He sees your needs. Lord, across this house today, you see every financial need. You know every financial situation. God, I pray that you would honor faithfulness today. I pray that you would honor faithfulness right now in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that you would begin to do a work. God, we may not even see it right now, but Lord, even behind the scenes, I pray that you begin to put things together. I pray that you would connect things together for a great financial blessing in the lives of your people today. We thank you for it, Lord. God, you are well able. We trust in you, God. Many times you've prepared a way for us. Many times you've supplied the need for us. I pray that you would do it again today, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, I pray that you would give houses that we didn't build. I pray that you would bless us with vineyards that we didn't plant. I pray that you would bless us with revival, God, that we may not have all paid the price necessarily for. But God, you're going to bless today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God, you are so good. God, you are so good. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. It's in an atmosphere like this that somebody's life could be changed. Praise the Lord. It's in a service like this here today that you could receive a hope that's going to carry you all year long. Amen. How many of you, you're thankful for the encouragement that the Holy Ghost brings? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Last night in church family prayer, what a excellent attendance that we had last night in church family prayer. And I want to tell you, I very, very plainly, while we were praying, I saw the sun just breaking through the clouds. So clearly. Amen. I want to tell you, you may have been going through some trials. You may have been going through some situations. You may be going through some storms. But I feel to tell you, there is a sun. It's the sun. And his power is about to shine through. There's some miracles in store. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let's turn to the Word of God today, Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. I do not plan at this point to be long in preaching, but I do just want to kind of set the tone for this week and in our spiritual emphasis month. I invite you to come back Wednesday night for some practical teaching of how we can apply these principles in the Word of God that we're looking at in the month of January. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a little boy that he didn't understand the full meaning of doctrine. He said, well, that's what happens when you're sick and you go to the doctor. You get some doctrine. Well, you know, it's kind of true. The world is sick. And we need the doctrine of the Word of God to help us. Praise the Lord. We're going to be reaffirming our doctrine this month, what we believe in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. How many of you got some experience? And experience hope. You see the progression there? We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. I've been through some things before. I have hope that Jesus is going to bring me through this. Amen. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Praise the Lord. While we were yet sinners, before we were worth dying for, before we were any good, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Are you thankful for that today? Amen. I want to preach to you on this thought, love at the highest level. Love at the highest level. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, and I pray, God, that you would help us today. Lord, I pray that you would let your love be shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to realize that your love has been commended towards us, that you died for us while we were yet sinners. Help us to realize the measure of your love. Help us to feel the glory of your love, Lord. Let us feel that to our very depth of our soul today. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Where do we start when it comes to knowing God? Where do we start in learning to know Him? If we want to know Him, if we want to spend time with Him, if we want to be like Him, if we want to show His example to others, where do we start? There's much to know about God's character. There's much to know about God's desires. Yes, God has desires. There's much to know about God's nature. Many, many are the books that have been written regarding the attributes of God. God's self-existence, God's transcendence, the eternal nature of God, His omnipotence, His omniscience, God's wisdom, His perfection, God's sovereignty, His faithfulness, and so much more. But there is one subject, there's one attribute, there is one thing about His nature that really outshines all of the others, and that is the love of God. 1 John 4:7 declares, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." God is love. Perhaps that's the best way of describing Him. God is love. If one word was to describe everything God is and what we should hope to portray about Him to our world, it is love. God is love. And so that's where we must start. If you want to start knowing God, if you want to start knowing His attributes, if you want to learn how to have a relationship with God, you've got to start at the fact that God is love. And His love is reaching for every one of us. His love is searching for lives that would receive and return His love. His love is looking for people that we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. But He loves us anyway. Continuing on in 1 John chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Another translation says it like this: "This is real love. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins." You see, God took the initiative. God took the initiative. He took that first step. He wanted a relationship with you and I, so much so that He overcame the barrier of sin to reach us. His love built a bridge to us in our sin in order to set us free. He that is love, He sacrificed Himself so that we could know Him, so that we could be free from sin. God is love. Humanity today is desperate for love. People are desperate for love. But sadly, most people are just looking for love in all the wrong places. Their shallow understanding of love is based on the imperfect love of humanity. And so tragically, many go from one relationship to another, never really able to find real love. But I tell you, real love is that God loved us first. He took the first step. He took the initiative. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I want to tell you, that's love. That's love when we weren't worth it. Oh, when we haven't loved Him yet, but still He loved us first. God loved you first. God loved me first. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If we only knew how many verses had been preached from this verse. Martin Luther called John 3:16 the heart of the Bible. The gospel, he said, in miniature, is found in John 3:16. What a beautiful message. All of the Old Testament points forward to this verse. All of the New Testament testifies of this verse applying into our lives, for God so loved the world. The love of God is expressed in the sacrifice he made at Calvary. What else could have held Jesus Christ to the cross? See, the man Christ Jesus, God manifested in flesh, Jesus, at whose name every man, every woman, every child will bow, and every tongue will confess he is Lord. What could have held him to that cross? Not just those nails in his hands and his feet. Not the authority of Herod or Pilate. Not all the power of Rome. When Peter pulled out his sword to defend the Lord Jesus, he said, put it up. Don't you know I could have more than 12 legions of angels come to my defense? What held Jesus Christ to the cross was his immeasurable love for you and I. Yes, he loved us first. We should never doubt Christ's love for us. His love is without limits. His love is without reservation. It's without measure. It's freely available to all. Don't you ever forget the love of God. Don't ever discount the power of his love. Don't ever think that you've gone too far for God's love to reach you. Praise the Lord. Even before his death, the life of Jesus Christ is exemplified in his love for us, in his ministry. He didn't go around looking to help just those that could give him something. He wasn't looking for something in return. His earthly ministry was truly an unselfish demonstration of love. He ministered to those in need. He ministered to those who were hurting. He ministered to sinners, to children, to outcasts of society. He touched people at their deepest place of need. He looked beyond the outward appearance and ministered directly to their hearts. Oh, think with me today of the woman at the well. Jesus told his disciples he must needs go through Samaria. He must needs. He said, I've got to go through Samaria. They didn't understand that. Samaria was a despised place. Jewish people would take the long way around that neighborhood just to avoid them. But Jesus knew there was a woman coming to a well that afternoon. And she said, oh, never have I met a man like this. Jesus looked at her not with eyes of disgust as the rest of the crowd and the rest of the town. She was an outcast of that city. She had had 5 husbands, and the one that she was with now wasn't even her husband. But the love of Jesus Christ reached for her. What could she do for him in return? He wasn't expecting something. There was nothing that she could do. His love was unconditional. It was without any demands. And her life was so transformed that she became a great evangelist in that city that day, all because of the love of Jesus Christ. When we study the love of God, we've got to realize our human understanding of love, it can't fathom the love of God. You see, we see there's various levels of love, and how heartbreaking it is that most people, what they think of as love in this life, is really the lowest level there is. Did you know that? The level of passionate, romantic love. The Greek word illustrating this love is eros. It is a love that's felt particularly within the body itself. It leads to joy. It leads to laughter. It leads to children and to family. It is good and it's right and it's created by God. Within the proper bounds, it's a wonderful thing, but that level of love is not enough to sustain a long-term relationship. In fact, they tell you those butterflies that you feel at that first level of love, they tend to fade over time. You got to work to keep them alive. And so many people assume that after a year or two or three or ten or whatever it is, that they've fallen out of love because they don't still feel in love anymore. They don't still feel those same excitement, those butterflies, because that was the first stage of love. That's really the lowest level of love. The second type of love is that which exists between two friends. I want to tell you, husbands and wives, you better learn to be friends. The Greek word in the New Testament is philio, to express this type of love. What it means is to be a friend or to have affection for. We read of this level of love in 1 Samuel 18:1. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as he loved as his own soul. If eros is the love of the body, then philia would be the love of the soul. It's said that if we're to find two or three good friends in life, then we are very blessed. Then we are very blessed. Thank God for friendships. If you've been blessed with a friend or two, I want to tell you, if you've been given a good friend, a good Christian friend, then you have much to be thankful for. You are very blessed. This is a level of love that can be very long-lasting. The love of passion and the love of friendship, they're types of love that we understand in humanity. But there's another love. There's one that goes beyond these levels. It goes beyond the full comprehension of mankind. It's the supreme expression of love, the highest level of love. It is the love of God. It's not something that we can fully understand as human beings, but this love that God has for us, the only way to possibly kind of get close to it is the love that parents feel for their children. If we think that the love of God is the same love that we understand as human beings, then we have a wrong perception of God's love. People are unpredictable. People make mistakes. People fail. People are not always faithful. If we perceive God's level of love to be on that level, then on a day when everything's going great, we're going to feel like we're loved by God. But on a day when things are not going so great, if we have that limited understanding, we'll feel, God, where are you at? You no longer care for me. I want to tell you, God's love doesn't have to be earned, though. God's love doesn't have to be earned. He first loved us. And to fully understand God's love, we have to look beyond man's perceptions. Ephesians 3:17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The word for love here is agape. It's the supreme love, the supreme level of love. It's an unselfish love that comes from God alone. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful that the level of love that we feel from God, it's not on the level of eros? It's not on the level of just friendship. Oh, I want to tell you, if that was true, then God would have given up on us a long time ago. But God sees beyond our faults. He sees through everything that we've done in our past. And He sees our potential. He sees who we could become, what we can become with His help in our lives. It was this love that held Him to the cross. It was this love that allowed Him to be a ransom for the sins of all. This love reaches to every single person. It doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter your social class. It does not matter. Even if you've rejected Him in the past, His love is still reaching for you. His love is to the highest degree. Oh, I'm thankful for the love of God. It's beyond what we can fully understand, but I receive it today. I reach for it today. I want it to fill my life through the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The love of the parent It's one of the strongest bonds possible in our human experience with love. Most parents truly love and care greatly for their children. They desire the best things in life for them. They do their best to guide them toward a successful future. Loving parents take whatever steps necessary to care for their children and to protect them. They'd rather risk bodily harm themselves or even death than to watch their child suffer. And that gives us a glimpse of the love that God has for us. But God's love extends even further than that, beyond the love that a parent feels for their child. And in fact, at times when parental love fails, God's love continues. David wrote in Psalm 27 and 10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." I want to tell you about a love, the love of God. It's far beyond anything we've ever experienced in this world. Oh, as much as we can understand the love of a parent, the love of God far supersedes that love. 1 John 3:16 tells us, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Agape love is the greatest dimension of love, the greatest level of love. Jesus said in John 15:13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Have you ever wondered, if God is love, does he hate? See, God, he loves the sinner, but he hates sin. It goes against his nature to have anything to do with sin. There's nothing about God hating sin that's inconsistent with his love, though. Because if God loves, if he loves us, then I believe he hates those things which would destroy us or would harm us. If we are the object of his love, then I believe he hates sin because it would destroy our life. It would destroy those who he would love. God's not vindictive. He doesn't have hatred like a carnal emotion like we understand. He's not looking to punish people. The hatred and anger of God, they are holy reactions of God against sin. God never hates man because of his sinful condition. But he loves us so much that he was willing to die for us while we were yet in that sinful state. God hates what has brought mankind to our fallen, sinful state. God loves without condition. People often build walls that separate. Walls based on race, walls based on color, on language, on culture, walls of prejudice and bigotry separate. Hatred and greed can turn people against their neighbors. Violence is widespread in our society today. Today you just look around. People often only love what they're familiar with. They love those who love them in return. People often refuse to love the stranger. They refuse to love the beggar. They refuse to love the drunk. They refuse to love the prostitute. We build walls of prejudice to keep people at safe distance. But I want to tell you, it's not so with the love of God. God loves all people everywhere. God loves all people. His love is without condition. Oh, I want to tell you, someone may be rude and crude and dirty and unkempt, but God still loves them. Hey, they may smell, but they may be ignorant. They may be hungry. They may have disease, but God still loves them. They may be a horrible sinner, but God still loves them. In fact, I want to tell you, it's impossible to find one single person between the North Pole and the South Pole that God doesn't love. God loves every person without condition. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's human to love someone when love is offered in return. But it's truly godly to love when love is not returned or maybe even rejected. God attaches no conditions to his love. God's love is without exception. When the Apostle Peter was called to preach in the house of Cornelius, He realized God's no respecter of persons. We may have had these walls to separate us. We may have had this way of thinking, well, we're saved and that one's not saved, but the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that day. And Peter realized, you know what? God's love is without exception. He's no respecter of persons. He's the creator of all men. And since every human being is to be the child of God by creation, then they are all recipients of God's love. He shows no partiality. He has no favorites. His love, his grace, his mercy is offered freely to all. One of the enemy's favorite tactics is to convince us that we've done something to lose the love of God in our life. It's one of his favorite things. Well, you've done this, and so you've outran the love of God. Or sometimes we think, well, he loves somebody else because look at my failures, look at my shortcomings. But if you travel the world over, go to every dirty, darkest corner of every city of the world, you can't find a soul that God doesn't love. He loves without exception. He loves without respect to appearance or condition. It's the fathomless, limitless love of God. Would you stand with me today? I once read a story of an atheist. This atheist was lecturing a large audience on the subject of atheism. He wanted to make a dramatic impression on the audience, and so he took out his watch. He held it in his hand, and with a loud voice, he challenged God to strike him dead in 5 minutes. Well, that's something. He said, I feel almost scared to even say what he said, but he said, if there is a God, he said he challenged him to kill him within 5 minutes. Then in dead silence, he stood there and looked up his watch. Can you imagine? Those minutes just ticked by like an eternity. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. The tension built up in the crowd. So much so that there were some that could not sit still there. Finally, there was a man who stood up in the back and yelled, hey, you can't exhaust the love of God in 5 minutes. I want to tell you, God's love is without limits. We can't exhaust the love of God in 5 minutes or in five lifetimes. The genuine agape love of God can never be exhausted. It can never be fully spent. It can never be outlasted. Look at the prodigal son. All of the time that he was in that foreign country, his father was still loving him. The son spent all of his money. The son, he wasted his life. He couldn't have fallen any lower than when he was in the pig pen. Determined to return to his father. And in spite of all of the dirt and in spite of all the filth, the father still loved him. And that is the picture of God's limitless love for us. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. Love never faileth. Fails. Love never fails. See, love is more than just an attribute of God. God is love. He dwells in the atmosphere of love. Love is it's an expression of his nature, of his very being. And since God lives in our hearts, then that love should also dwell in our lives. More than just eros, more than just philia, but agape love. If we're missing out on this level of love, we're missing out on God's nature that wants to be expressed through us. In our text we read today, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. How do you have this kind of love? You got to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then if you read through the fruit of the Spirit, the first one is love. Some people think that the rest of the fruit of the Spirit, that's all coming from the love that starts it all out. You read that, it doesn't matter all the things you do. If we don't have love, we're missing it all. You can prophesy all day long, but if you don't have love, if you don't have love, then it doesn't matter if you can remove mountains. It doesn't matter if you can see miracles. It does not matter if you can give all your money to the poor. If you don't have love, we've missed it all. I believe that God this year is calling us to a greater level of love. We've got to move beyond our human understanding. We've got to move beyond what we can relate to on a human level. We've got to get full of the Holy Ghost. And we've got to start showing the fruit of the Spirit in our life. Today, if you've been told that you've done too much, that God can't love you, it is a lie from the enemy. You can't outrun the love of God. And today, if we're honest with ourselves and we don't live at that kind of level of love, we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. We need to say, God, I need you to fill me from the inside out. Praise the Lord. What is it that's going to reach this city? What is it that's going to change our world for Jesus Christ? It's going to be the love of God. That's where we got to start. That's where we've got to start. We've got to get so full of God's Spirit that love is shed abroad in our hearts. Everybody we touch can feel the love coming from God's Spirit inside of us. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your Spirit that's reaching for us in this house today. God, I pray that you'd help us to be full of the Holy Spirit. Lord, if there's some here today that have never received the Holy Ghost, then I pray, God, that you would touch them. We repent of our sins, Lord. We ask you to forgive us of every sin, Lord. We cleanse us. Lord, I pray that you let your blood cleanse us, Lord. We open our hearts for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus right now. And I pray, Lord, that you would make us clean and that you would fill us with your presence and your Spirit today so that we can show your love to others, so that we can be full of your love in our hearts. In Jesus' name, I pray that you'd help this church, Lord, to have a fresh experience of agape love, a love that goes beyond human understanding, a love that goes beyond passion or friendship, a love that is truly godly in nature. And I pray, God, that you'd help us to show that love to everyone around us. Let them feel the difference. Let them know it, God. Let them know that there is something different about our life. In Jesus' name, Praise the Lord. If you just need a fresh touch of God's love, I wonder if you'd gather with me around the altar today. Come on, if you've been feeling like God's love does not reach to where you're at, I want you to come today and realize God is reaching for you in love. I want you to realize that God loves you beyond every failure. He loves you beyond every circumstance. He loves you beyond every mistake, and He's still reaching for you. Would you come today and say, God, I want to receive a fresh touch of your love. I want to receive a fresh touch of your Spirit, God. Fill me to overflowing with your power so that I could be full of that love that only you can show me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe that God's reaching for a heart here today. He wants you to know that He loves you. Still, in the midst of everything you've been through, God loves you, and God's reaching for you, and God has great things for your life. Would you receive God's love? He loves you first. He loved me first. Thank you, Lord.